Vav Tammuz, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel Halacha Hey, to Simen Kuf Samach Dalet Halacha Dalet. Continuing with the laws of circumcision, if a woman has two children, Nebuch Achman Alitzan, that died because of through circumcision, then they should not circumcise a third child that they have until he gets much stronger, older. Similarly, if a woman had a child that was that was nifta through circumcision, and it happened the same thing to her sister, so then the other sisters also have to be concerned. A child is born ben hashmashos, that means in between sunset and tzeisa gechavim and stars coming out, or a little bit before sunset, even they should ask a question. What's the concern? Because you have to decide what day is it. And especially, for example, if it's a Friday. So if it was really Friday, and that means before Shkia, so then the circumcision, like we said, is going to be on the eighth day next Friday. But if it already is past Shkia, so there's a point where it could be already Shabbos. If it's already Shabbos, A, you can't do it on Friday. B, you won't be able to do it on Shabbos either, because if you're not sure if it really was born in Shabbos, it's a problem. So therefore, in such a case, you'd have to circumcise a child on Sunday. So there's a big debate in the Achrenim and the Paiskim and the Moelim. How many minutes after Shkia already is considered a concern that it's not considered the previous day? So that's why you have to ask a Shaila. When it comes to a child that was nifter before he was 8 days old, and if he never had circumcision, so there's a custom to circumcise the child by his kever when he's being buried to remove his shame. It's a very interesting concept, such a difficult challenge for a person to go through that the child died. But really, the chizik of it is two sources. I think Yerushalmi and also one of the midrashim that says that all children, even miscarried children, were going to get up by Tchiyas HaMeisim. So especially here, where there's an ability, the potential to be able to remove the shame, and by removing the circumcision, the orla, the foreskin, it removes the shame. And not only that, interesting that you also, even though they don't recite a bracha on the milah, but they give him a name. And the reason why is that in heaven, they should have compassion for him. And when he lives in Tchiyas HaMeisim, he should have enough consciousness and dea, that means knowledge, to recognize his father and his mother. Fascinating concept. If they forgot to circumcise him and they already buried him with his foreskin, so if they remembered right away, then therefore he's not going to be disgusting looking in the cave, meaning the cave itself, meaning by opening him up. So then he should open up again, dig him out, and circumcise. But otherwise, if it's too many days afterwards, one should not open the caver. There's a custom to make a sudim yom ha'mila. It's interesting that then the day of circumcision, you make a meal. The reason for that is interesting that I'm saying that what's interesting is that it's not a chiyuv, but it's a custom and a real, very established custom. Because every mitzvah that clients are accepted with joy, like the mitzvah of mila, you still do it with joy. And expression of joy is through a sudha, through a meal. And it's based on the pasuk, sasa neichel amazel, which is a pasuk we recite, I rejoice over your words. And in Masechet Chazal say, is referring to Mila. And therefore, someone that's able to do a proper meal and he's stingy and all he serves is coffee and some sweets, it's not the proper thing to do. If someone's invited to a bris mila suda, everyone knows one of the things, that's the reason why the signs never say, I'm inviting you, or you're invited, because it makes a serious predicament. Because if a person knows that there's proper people there at the meal, meaning that if he knows that there's bad people, he's not obligated to go. But if he knows there's good people, then he's obligated to go. There's a certain concept of need. There's a Tosfos Maseches Avei Pesachim, very interesting discussion about. And really, somehow there's by all types of simchas. So the mice of the minig is only by mila. There's also a custom to do what's called Shalom Zacha. And interesting that the kids are passing the Tzedus Mitzvah. So, for example, there are situations where a person's in Aves, he's allowed to go to Shalom Zacha. It's an interesting discussion, especially on Friday night. You're not supposed to do Aves b'Farhesia. We want to discuss this. But if someone has a question, he's Shaila, just ask a Shaila. When it comes to the night before the actual circumcision, by Friday, they make a big deal of it. It's called Brit Yitzchak, the night before they study. And even by Ashkenazim, there is a custom to actually stay up and learn different pieces from the Zoya. Nevertheless, the Kitzur Paskin is based on the Yaiv that this is not considered a Sudas Mitzvah, contrary in contrast to the to Shalom Zacha. There's a positive commandment to redeem one's firstborn son. Now, this also has technicalities. It has to be firstborn. It can't be that there was something before. You have to make sure there was no miscarriages. Sometimes people don't realize also that the mother can't be for Bas Levi or Kohen. And when the appropriate, meaning if it's a real a child that that deserves the mitzvah pidyon, which is not so simple. Now, the Kitzur actually tells us that you need to use 5 coins, which is based on the really on the psukim. What's interesting is that he gives you the amount of silver. Today, the custom, according to the Kitzur, by the way, comes out to about 90, I think, 77 grams of silver. Our custom is to use 96 or even 100 grams of silver. And usually, I think it's about $150. I forget. There's people that sell this specific because sometimes you, it used to be the old, I think up until 1969, I forgot the exact year, the silver coins, the dollar, silver dollars were real silver. Today, you can't rely on that. Nevertheless, there is, it's not specific that you need silver, it's just the amount. And that's why technically you could use anything. You could use apples. Just you can't use land and you can't use documents. That's why the bank statements and checks and the like should not be used. There's a minhag to make a suda for this mitzvah, which is also interesting that this is a little bit of an exception, that what they do is they first wash and then they do the meal and then they do the pidyon haben. Unless there's no wine, and then we switch it around. We do actually the bracha before, because the problem is you're going to make a bracha. The kohen is going to make the kohen who's redeeming the prize, part of the process of the redemption of the child, can't make a bracha on any other drink other than burnt pirgef and during the meal. So it's interesting technicality that people don't realize. There's different explanations actually given, beautiful explanations to why is it that this mitzvah. One of the reasons is because the tikkun for Mechiras Yosef. So since it's a tikkun Mechiras Yosef, and they sat down by to eat, so therefore it has to be in the meal itself. If a person tells the kohen that he's going to redeem his son with him, he's going to give him the money, he's not allowed to retract. Because here, even if it's a lot of money, the kohen is actually relying on him. We do not redeem a firstborn until full 30 days pass. I've heard actually, even Chashav Rabbanim sometimes make a mistake, and it's a problem, because if you redeem it too early, it's really bad. So easy way to remember is, if let's say a child is born, and let's say on Sunday, it's going to be 30 days later, meaning 4 weeks later, on Tuesday. It's easy way to remember. It's like 2 days over. So this way you don't get confused. It's not like other counts where it's the 30th day or like Mila, the 8th day. It has to be full-fledged 30 days that pass. There's a debate if you could do it at night. There are times you could do it at night. If it came out on Shabbos and you didn't do it on Shabbos and you do it once on Shabbos, you should do it the night after. That's actually when you should do it at night. Because then you could do it at night. It all depends on the calculation. There's 3 ways of actually calculating. And then the kisser goes on and gives us the entire process. There's a conversation that takes place between the father, who basically comes and says, and the reason, part of the reason for this conversation is just to verify that the woman really, that this is the appropriate child that needs to have pidyon haben. But if everything is correct and she's a regular Bas Yisrael, and there was no one that was there, she didn't miscarry or have any child before. So then he comes to the kohen and he says, listen, I want to tell you my child is the firstborn for Israelis, and he shows him the money that he has, because he's supposed to show the money that you're going to use. And he tells the kohen, and this whole thing, by the way, Nusach is already in the Siddur. And the kohen asks him, well, what do you prefer? What do you want more? Do you want your child? Meaning, do you want, for my biased faith, was the most strangest questions. And there's a kohen to discuss what exactly the question is. But basically, he says, I want to redeem my son. And there's an Ocher Shulchan and Simon Shinhei that actually says, if you didn't redeem your son, maybe you won't be able to ask him to take out the garbage. So definitely a good idea to redeem your son. And while he's holding on to the coins, before he gives the coin, by the way, by the Sfaradim, it's a little bit different. So he makes a Baruch Hashem Kedoshem Tzvon HaPidyon HaBen, also Shechiyon, he gives the coins to the coin. The coin takes the money, goes around the head of the child and says, Zetach HaZeh, the whole Nusach, then gives him a Baruch Hashem Yishmerecha, and makes a bracha on the wine. If there's no wine, like we said, he makes a bracha on something else. But then you'd have to make the bracha not during the meal, but rather before. Have a beautiful day.